Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to this deep dive. Today we're going to take a quick look at some of the interesting things popping up in The Juice.
So what's first?
Okay, first up, The Juice has a story about a teen swimmer, Maya Merhidge. She's only 17, and she's aiming to be the youngest ever to swim the Ocean's Seven.
Wow, the Ocean's Seven. That's incredibly tough. Some of the hardest swims in the world.
Totally. And she's already knocked out four of them.
Four. Which ones?
Let's see. Cook Strait in New Zealand, Molokai in Hawaii, Catalina Channel off California,
right,
and the English Channel.
Okay, impressive. So she still has the North Channel, Gibraltar, and Suguru Strait in Japan left.
Yep, those are the ones. And she wants to finish it all by January 2028.
It's amazing. And I think I read she actually has a fear of water, or did.
Yeah, it mentions that. She manages it partly by swimming, mostly at night. Can you imagine? Dealing with sharks, jellyfish.
Oh, yeah. I think it's that she got stung head to toe by jellyfish in the Cook Strait.
Ouch. But there's more to it than just the challenge. Mm. She's doing it to raise money for pediatric cancer research.
Ah, that's fantastic. How much?
Already raised over $130,000.
Wow. So potential chat topics there.
Yeah.
Obviously overcoming fears, right?
Definitely. And, you know, setting huge goals, perseverance.
And using a personal challenge to help others. Really powerful stuff.
Okay. Moving on. Another story in The Juice today is, well, it's pretty unusual, about a guy named Tim Freed, a snake enthusiast.
Okay.
Who deliberately got bitten by hundreds of venomous snakes.
Why on earth?
To try and build immunity.
Right. Okay. I mean, the WHO says snake bites kill a lot of people every year, so immunity would be huge, but.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. His method was injecting himself with small doses of venom over time, building antibodies.
Did it work? Is he okay?
Well, the story says he nearly died several times, so he's stopped intentionally getting bitten now.
I should hope so.
But here's the interesting part. Scientists are now studying his blood.
Ah, because he might actually have some kind of broad immunity.
Exactly. They're looking into whether it could lead to a universal anti-venom, instead of needing one for each specific snake.
That would be revolutionary. But it's still early days, I assume.
Oh, very early stages. And Freed himself gives a very strong warning. Don't do it.
Yeah. Definitely not a DIY project.
No kidding. So, discussion points. Maybe the science of immunity.
Mm-hmm. How that works. Also, risk versus reward. Big time.
And how sometimes really unusual, even dangerous personal pursuits can end up contributing to science.
Yeah, unexpectedly.
Uh-huh.
Okay, what else is in there?
Something a bit more down to earth, maybe. Ford, they're raising prices.
Cars. Which models?
Three built in Mexico.
Yeah.
The Maverick, the Bronco Sport, and the Mustang Mach-E.
Okay. How much of an increase?
Could be up to $2,000. They're blaming tariffs and just mid-year pricing adjustments.
Right. I seem to remember Ford saying earlier they didn't expect big price hikes for 2025.
Yeah, that's mentioned too. Things changed. This applies to cars built after May 2nd, arriving late June.
So not the ones already sitting on dealer lots.
Correct. They do still have that From America for America employee discount thing going, though, until July 4th weekend.
And Ford thinks the current tariff situation might hit their 2025 profits by about $1.5 billion.
That's the estimate, yeah. But they also think they might be better off than some others because they build more cars in the U.S.
Interesting. So good discussion topics here would be international trade.
Yep. Tariffs, how they affect consumer prices.
And just generally what makes things cost what they cost. Plus, maybe the difference between sticker price, MSRP, and what you actually pay.
Good points. Okay, next up, Bill Gates.
Ah, philanthropy. What's he announced now?
Big plans. He says he's going to give away 99% of his wealth over the next 20 years.
Right. 99%. Wow. He's still one of the richest people in the world, right?
Fifth wealthiest, the article says. Worth about $108 billion.
So 99% of that, plus the Gates Foundation's money. That's a huge amount.
His goal is apparently $200 billion spent by 2045. That includes his personal money and the foundation's funds.
And the foundation's already done a lot, haven't they? Polio, global poverty.
Yeah, spent over $100 billion already. Now they're focusing on new areas, too.
Like what?
Ending infant and maternal mortality, eradicating other deadly diseases, and reducing income inequality.
Ambitious goals. Did he say why the push now?
He mentioned needing to step up efforts because some governments are cutting back on global health funding.
Oh, okay.
There's also a quote included where he criticizes Elon Musk's actions related to USAID funding cuts, saying, the picture of the world's richest man killing the world's poorest children is not a pretty one.
Strong words. Definitely sparks conversation about philanthropy, right?
For sure. And the responsibility that comes with great wealth.
And just different views on how best to solve these massive global problems.
Okay, quickly now, there's also a quote of the day in The Juice.
Who's it from?
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Ah, Hamilton guy.
Yeah.
And Moana Encanto.
Exactly. The quote is, working with other people just makes you smarter. That's proven.
Simple but true. Good reminder about collaboration.
Yeah, discussion could be about teamwork, different kinds of smarts, why diverse viewpoints matter, especially in creative stuff.
Definitely. All right, one more.
Last one is about U.S. national parks. Seems they're super popular.
Oh, yeah. Record numbers.
Record 331.8 million visitors in 2024, and they expect similar this year.
Wow. Which ones are busiest? I bet I can guess them. Smoky Mountains.
You got it. Great Smoky Mountains is number one by far, over 12 million visitors.
Okay. Then probably Grand Canyon, Zion, Yellowstone.
Yep. Zion, Grand Canyon, Yellowstone, Rocky Mountain, Yosemite, Acadia, Olympic, Grand Teton, Glacier. They're all in the top 10, around 3 to 5 million visitors each.
Makes sense. What about the least popular, but they're mostly in Alaska?
Good guess. Gates of the Arctic, Kobuk Valley, Lake Clark are all Alaska. North Cascades in Washington and Isle Royale in Michigan are also on the least visited list.
How few visitors are we talking?
Like way fewer. Gates of the Arctic had around 11,000. The others are maybe up to 28,000. Big difference.
Huge difference. So conversations could be about, well, why people love nature parks.
Mm-hmm. And what makes some parks way more popular than others? Accessibility. Famous landmarks.
Yeah. And maybe that balance between hitting the iconic spots versus finding quieter, less crowded places.
Good points. So that's sort of a whirlwind tour of some things in The Juice today.
Yeah, just a quick look hopefully gives you parents and teachers some ideas, some starting points for conversations.
We hope it was helpful. Thanks for tuning in for this deep dive.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.